Misunderstood podcast,
where we broadcast our unpopular opinions to the world.
I hope y'all ready. So before we jump into everything, how are y'all doing today? We made it to December.
Yep.
You know,
Christmas is around the corner.
It's very much around the corner. A bad bitch birthday is on Tuesday.
Okay.
When y'all see this, I'm already be 23. And that's on period. But how are y'all doing? How are y'all getting through the hectic holiday pandemic filled holiday season?
Yes. Because it's not been easy. And you know, in North Carolina, I don't know if this is probably going for more than just our state, but we're back on a curfew. Stay at home.
The popo be out here, y'all.
Yeah. So I think our curfew is 10 o'clock, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
it's,
I think it's for the best.
Yeah, 100%. This, I just want to warn y'all, leave y'all side dude's house at like 9:30, 9:15. Because when it's get that 9:45 and 9:50, you're going to have to spend the night.
So, right. Yeah.
If that's not your boyfriend, go home.
Okay.
All right. I got trapped in it one time.
You are anyway, so funny.
I left, though. I had to say fuck Lil Cooper for 2 seconds and I drove home.
I know, that's right.
I was like, because I have to do it to the house.
Okay.
But I think we have some cool stuff to talk about.
Yeah, today. We have some very interesting things to talk about. So the first thing we're going to talk about is the idea that average looking women, especially, I think particularly black women, can't get with a high value man, like a man who makes a lot of money. There was a post, I don't know the guy, but I think he has a podcast or something or a show, and people come and ask him for advice and he give relationship advice. I wish, like, me and Genesis watched the video, but we don't have anything pulled up. My phone is actually dead, so
I'm gonna edit all whatever she's talking about.
He was basically telling the lady, like, because she was like, I want a guy. She made a six-figure salary. She made money. She had money. Mm-hmm. And she was like, this is the type of guy I want and all that. He was like, first of all, look at you. Like, just based off your looks, forget about the money. Like, based off your looks, ain't no guy making that amount of money is gonna even want to talk to you.
He said she average.
Yeah, he told her she was average.
At best.
Like, he went in on her and it was very disrespectful. I can't believe she subjected herself to that type of like let him talk to her like that. Cause he was like, first of all, you can't rate yourself anything over a 7. Remember, ain't that what he initially said? He was like, don't say no 7 or above. And she sat up there and said she was a 5. So, and then he just went on to berate her about how men like him or men who make money. I can't even believe he threw his ugly self in there.
He was ugly.
They don't want average looking women. They want beautiful women. Even if the woman don't, you know, bring anything financially. So, what are your thoughts?
All right, so let's break it down real quick. First and foremost, I do have to preface and say that man was fucking ugly. And the reason I said it like that is because it wasn't just the fact that he was ugly, looking not aesthetically pleasing. His attitude and his personality was horrible, which doesn't help.
Right.
But cut the bullshit out the way. When I saw that video, and I saw that, like, before LaSanya sent it to me, I saw snippets. I didn't even care to continue to watch because it was so disrespectful.
It was.
And it was hard to watch this woman sit there and let herself be continuously insulted and disrespected.
Exactly.
As long as she did.
Right.
So I couldn't even really sit and watch it just like, damn, bitch.
Right.
But, yeah, I think what that showed me was that if you a pick me, you just finna get offended. That's all I'm gonna say. And pick me is, y'all got a tree and it'd be different kinds of pick me. So if you fall into any one of those categories, if you about to get offended about this pick me shit, you're probably a pick me. And it's okay. Just understand that bitch, I see you. But no, that was very pick me vibes, because yes. What was really frustrating was this woman was, first of all, beautiful. Yeah, that was the crazy thing. I'm not gonna just say she's beautiful because she was getting picked on, she was getting bullied. No, she was fucking gorgeous. And even if she didn't even believe that she was gorgeous, or she wasn't pretty sure to society standards,
yeah,
bitch, I'm beautiful.
Okay,
you gotta tell that self. You have to tell yourself that in the mirror every day, even if your eyebrows not done and your mustache coming in and your ex-boyfriend not texting you back, bitch, you gotta fucking hype yourself up to you and God.
Exactly.
But anyway, not only was this woman gorgeous, it's not always about the looks, but if it was, she was very, very beautiful. Just saying. Mm-hmm. She was sitting there letting this ugly ass man, who probably was not on her level anyway,
exactly,
sit there and berate her, and that was giving me very pick me vibes. So as I'm trying to feel empathetic with her, I really couldn't empathize because I'm not a pick me ass bitch, so I wouldn't have sat there and let this ugly ass nigga disrespect me. Okay. I wouldn't put myself in that situation anyway, but let's say I somehow got there and he's like, and I'm telling him, yep, you know, I make this, I want to do this, this is what I want from a man. He's telling me, well, you're not going to get this and you better not rate yourself over a 7. I'm like, well, first of all, nigga, I broke the scale. I'm not even on the scale because I'm just that bitch, first of all, and that's on period. So, and he, I probably would have treated him, but yeah, it was the pick me shit. Women, you do not have to belittle or allow men to berate you for them to like you.
Exactly.
In my personal opinion and my experience, as the alpha bitch that I am, when men don't like agree with me on that, they're just not gonna be for me.
Exactly.
And I'd rather find that out earlier when you get your feelings hurt by my confidence and my like self-awareness and just my like alpha shit than me, but like putting myself in a box,
right,
to be digestible to you.
Exactly.
That is so, men, and I can't speak for all men, but I don't think real men like that.
Right.
Some men might like that, but I don't even think real men appreciate women who would
limit
sit,
themselves for,
yeah,
them.
They're gonna date you, they're gonna fucking have sex with you, and they might even marry you, but you understand that you are putting yourself in a box to be digestible for men, and I don't even think men respect that. Real men,
I don't think they do,
whatever that man was doing. I don't think real men respect that. And then
I don't feel like anybody respects anybody that they can control.
Right.
That's something I feel like. If I can control you, I wouldn't even have to control you to bend to my whim, I've lost respect. So
you gotta, yeah, think about like your children, or like when you have like these toxic parents who are, it's my way or the highway and it's nowhere else around that. The second that you go like, okay, parent, I don't want to do this anymore, or I want to do this way, and they start acting funny and you have to get the fuck out and it's my house, my rules, it's that same kind of thing,
right,
that Tanya was talking about. When you lose control over a person, if that was all you had over them, you don't respect them anyway. You never respect,
exactly,
them. But yes, that was very pick me vibes. Men, real men do not respect women who do not respect themselves first.
Right.
And me and Tanya had a small conversation before we even did the podcast. And we can get into the stuff of how some of the stuff that he was saying, I do not like inherently disagree with. However, my thing is, if I have this standard for myself and what I want from a man, and it's not talking about like trivial things that you can compromise on, it's just this is my standard of what I will allow from a person to me, and you feel like as a woman, for whatever reason, that you can't get this type of man that you're looking for because your looks, your money, your status, The second you limit that or like downgrade that, then you're gonna be fucking with these bum ass niggas. And I don't mean bum ass just don't got no job and sleeping in your house and driving your car when you're at work. That's a part of it, but no, like bum ass, like emotionally immature, like emotionally immature, like I don't know, not financially stable.
Just
or
toxic.
All that other stuff. Those bum ass niggas as well who are not going to take care of you spiritually. Like, they can probably afford to buy you 2 or 3 or 8 fucking houses, but they're not putting anything into you. Right. So, yeah, it was frustrating, and I'm just, women, do better. You deserve everything that you want and then some.
Right.
And that's on period. It's no, really, you don't have to keep going back and forth with your standards, the respect you have for yourself, and you damn sure do not have to let no ugly ass nigga, like, he look like somebody's fucking big toe, for real.
He probably pay for prostitutes.
Explain for, exactly, that nigga would pay my rent twice.
Talking about young women, you owe him. No, they don't.
You, cause you paying bills.
I got sugar daddy vibes.
But yeah, definitely don't let yourself be belittled by like that. And that's really all I have to say about that. It's the pick me bitches, and if, like I said, if you offended by me saying pick me, it's probably you. But listen, you don't have to be a pick me your whole life. You can stop.
Yeah.
That's my
spiel. Yeah, I agree. I feel like that's what pick me is, just women literally submitting to the male gaze of what a woman should be.
Right.
When they're not women themselves. It remind me of that meme that's on social media that say men sit on social media and talk about how women should act all day. If you the baddest bitch, just say that,
period.
There's always a man telling a woman how to act and what to do and this, that, and the third. But my take on it was, it was unfortunate. I did not like it at all. I just was like, girl, never. I would have been like, I'm over a 10 on my worst day.
Period.
And I don't care how I look, because I be looking rough a lot of times. But ain't nobody ever about to just make me diminish my appearance and all that and diminish myself for them. But like Genesis said, it's unfortunate that it was some truth to what he was saying. It's just the way he said it was just trash. But yes, it is truth to... men who have money, status, stuff like that, they tend to not care about, a lot of them, when they're looking for a person, they tend to not care about what she has, because they have everything they need. So the thing that women can contribute to them is the looks, the arm candy and stuff like that. So I think it's some truth to that. I don't think it's true all the way across the board, or you can just make that a blanket statement, but it's some truth to that. I was thinking, though, even though it's some truth to that, women, is that the kind of man you want? You get what I'm saying? Like, a man that only cares about how you can benefit him, just publicly.
All those parts.
Just publicly, just make him look good. But he don't care about nothing else you can contribute, your mind or even your money, like, or respect what you have built. Like, that's not even the type of man I want. So at the end of the day, while there's some truth to it, if you feel like you don't meet the standards of, like, being an Instagram model or whatever these niggas want, be with who wants you to. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like you, what is it? Like, it's a concept that people talk about, where you attract, like, the law of attraction.
Right.
I feel like you attract what you put correct out there anyway. That's... You know what I'm saying? So, instead of trying to go talk to some man or woman to get some sort of advice, manifest who you want to be in your life.
Because what? We believe in manifestation.
Okay, like, manifest who you want in your life. And that's all I'm going to say on that. You have any more thoughts?
No, I feel like we pretty much nailed this on the head. To Latanya's last point, you know, about manifesting, you know, what you wanted and stuff like that. I do remember when we were talking... I was saying that if you are continuously looking outside of yourself for validation, and I'm not trying to go all deep on y'all, but I'm gonna take you there real
go
quick.
Ahead,
just come with me real quick, and then we can leave. If you are going to continuously look outside of yourself for validation, you are giving you're giving that power of validation to other people. Yes. You're never going to be full like that. Yep. So once you start getting validation from yourself, you would never be in that woman's position asking somebody exactly. how to get something that she can do all that plus some for herself.
Okay.
So when you stop looking outward for validation from people, I promise you are going to be 10 times better. And nobody's perfect, and I'm not saying I'm all the way there yet, right. but I damn sure know where I'm not is that woman, that exactly. beautiful six-figure a year making woman
okay.
on that goddamn podcast talking to fucking Frozone's ugly ass cousin
right.
about some fucking relationship advice. Okay. So that's really it. We leaving out
and
of that.
That's on period.
Be fooling yourself first so that you don't have to wait for somebody else to fill you up, because what I have learned about people and what's always true, seriously, the only person that is stagnant for me is God and myself.
Exactly.
So even with family members, not saying that I know my mother loves me unconditionally the same way I love her unconditionally, but if she dies, if I put myself into her, or she was filling me up, when she dies, that's a part of me gone.
Right.
And we need to get out of that cycle of people completing doing stuff to for us.
Yes.
No. Because yes. you will stay incomplete your whole life.
Yes, for real.
Now we off that train, y'all.
You better preach, girl. And speaking of validation, somebody else wanted some validation. I can't even think of her name now. My phone dead. But Aunt Becky's daughter was on the red
yeah.
table.
Hold on, hold on. It's Olivia. Name? It's Olivia.
Olivia something. Something.
Hold on, hold on.
She is out here trying to redeem herself.
If y'all did not catch, hold on, red table talk.
I really wanted to kind of like get Genesis thoughts
Olivia
on this. Because me and Genesis, this is one thing we did not talk to prior to the podcast, but I know we both mm-hmm. have seen it. So I watched the Red Table Talk interview with Olivia J. She is Aunt Becky, Lori Loughlin's daughter. And you know, they had the college scandal where they basically cheated to get her into college and paid people off and stuff mm-hmm. like that. And she was on the Red Table Talk. Basically, I feel like she was trying to redeem herself. But I know the Red Table Talk is more or less like Jada, her mom, and
Willow
and Gam. Just letting people just have their opportunity to talk about whatever it is. It was interesting. Like I said, me and Genesis didn't talk about this prior to. So, what are your thoughts?
So, I will throw out there that I watched like more of a synopsis of it mm-hmm. Than the whole thing. I did not sit through the whole thing. I will watch the whole thing after this. But, you know, what it was for me was Olivia Jade had a perfect opportunity to really go on there and be woefully accountable. And right. that's in this situation, that's the only thing you can do.
Right.
And to be honest, between me and you, if I was in her situation, if I was a young white girl, privileged, fucking rich, wealthy as she okay. was, I wouldn't have went and sat and talked to nobody about anything, first of all.
Yeah.
That was not smart. But if I was gonna do it, when she went home, she's gonna be wealthy, rich, and white, still the same privilege attached to it, just maybe right. some people don't like you. The only thing you could do in that situation, in my opinion, is only be woefully accountable and apologetic. That's right. it. From what I saw, she did give some insight about the privilege and zooming in on how she didn't think it was wrong because of her privilege.
Right.
I'm not disagreeing with her. That does make sense. Now, a lot of people know right from wrong, but from her standpoint, only thing she knows is rich white families.
The way her life
paying their kids way into school. But she's thinking this is normal. Like, it's not out of the norm for her to see or to be exposed or to do it or you know, be a part of it. That is the only, I'm not even giving her leeway. That's maybe the only thing I understand about the whole situation. Everything else though is wrong.
Yeah.
There is a woman serving like real prison time. I cannot think about how much time
a lot.
Because she, her kid went to school in a different fucking district. so she didn't use her address. That's a black woman too. That's not made up or
it's
no.
A real thing.
A real ass. She's about to. She's either serving
or
about to serve.
And she's doing like 6 years. Or
she's doing
like that.
She's doing prison time so her child can go to a better school. So I'm sorry, Olivia Jade. Your mother paying off school, faking a whole bunch of stuff for you to get in. That shit's wrong, and she should do more jail time. And that's, like I said, if you were not going to go on there to just be like, look, I am so sorry.
Right.
Be accountable for your part in it, because she took fake rowing pictures, y'all. This is not, she, it wasn't like she didn't know. She
was a willing participant.
Exactly. She wasn't just like, oh, I'm going to, no. She participated within the whole ordeal. So go on there, be apologetic, and be accountable, and that's it. That's the only thing I want to hear from you. And to be honest, I did not want to hear nothing from her, because it wasn't your. That's not it. Unless you were going on there saying we're donating money to this family whose mother is in prison because the district. Unless you're not doing all that. She went on there and said she touched on the privilege a little bit, but still playing the ignorant the blissful card, which a lot of people with privilege do. Like I mean, I guess I know that I have privilege, but since I don't really know, it doesn't count. No, bitch, like, you have privilege, and regardless if you knew it or not, you know now that that's
right.
Wrong. And that's really it for me. I don't feel like she should have done that. If I was in her position, honestly, I wouldn't have.
Right.
But also, I'm a black woman, so if I was like a black rich woman,
yeah.
Yes, I'm finna do my Jordan Woods.
Cause what does she have to gain or lose?
Her thing was,
I was confused.
Obviously to me, like when I said I was watching these videos, obviously to me, she saw how Jordan Woods went on there and
right.
How she was portrayed. They're in the same kind of age group.
Right.
The scandal was way different, and Jordan was a black woman.
Okay.
Putting that out there, but just wealthy,
right.
Young, privileged.
And Jay and Jordan has definitely flourished from her red tape.
Yes. Out. So to me, like, if you
that
took,
that make a lot of sense.
If you
I
looked at Jordan,
that.
Yes, if you look at Jordan Woods' situation, they don't have the same thing did not happen, but they are like probably around the same status.
Right.
You know, wealthy, privileged,
right.
Young, and that's probably similar. And Jordan did her red table talk, and she did what she had to do. She
right.
Flourished. She surpassed. She glowed mm-hmm. the fuck up on us. And I feel like Olivia was trying to go on there and fake the accountable.
Right.
Fake knowing white privilege and fake guilt. Not a lot of it. But yeah, I didn't care for it. Gam was not having it. And that's, I was like,
I was here for Gam. I am.
Jada was still trying to, for the optics, you could tell
right.
She was still like, oh, you know, maybe
yeah.
Possibly. No, Gam was like,
yeah.
No, she was not having none of the bullshit. And I loved every
and
part.
She let her know.
But yeah, I think even one part she said, so you, I feel like that you want us to have sympathy for you losing, you know, support and a following and like brand endorsements, and I can't. And I felt that she,
right.
She brought up the woman who is in doing real time for
exactly.
Her son going to school in a different district. I don't know why you need to be redeemed. That's my
yeah.
Thing. You, like I said, you're still gonna go home and be the wealthy, white, rich, privileged white girl that you came into that interview being, but maybe a few brands and all this stuff don't fucking like you or fuck with you, but your lifestyle did not change.
Yeah.
Not enough for
at
you
all.
To be redeemed from it.
Her mom was still on Netflix making the new Full House. So,
and how quick did we, I'm just saying, how quick did we cancel R. Kelly and Bill Cosby? And I know these are totally different situations, but how quick did us as the black community was like, hey,
we not
they,
supporting
they
them.
They trash. We not fucking with them.
Yeah. You right, though. Even though what Bill Cosby and R. Kelly did was trash and I do not support them, it's still disproportionate of, like, black crimes in the way they get canceled and stuff, and then white crimes and stuff in the way they get canceled. It's totally different. Like you said, if she thought she was doing what Jordan did, Jordan kissed Tristan. Like, she ain't do nothing illegal. You was in a whole crime. You were a scammer.
Scammer.
You know what I'm saying?
Didn't JT just get out of jail?
JT served her, and JT had to do a lot of almost 2 years.
Yes.
For something kind of similar. So I have a lot of thoughts on this. I'm gonna come from a different angle. First of all, I feel like why the red table talk? You could have went on any other platform, and I felt gammed. Like, why are we even letting her be on here? Like, why are we opening up our platform? I was confused as to why she went on a black platform, because we know that is the bigger. I know Jada has a certain demographic of white supporters, but for the most part, that show is like almost a little bit for the culture.
But confused though? But are you confused why she did it though?
No, I want to know, why didn't you go to The View? Why didn't you go to a white network and talk about that privilege to each other so y'all can really talk about y'all privilege? So I was irritated that you went to the Red Table Talk to get black people to forgive you, because yes, you know that exactly, black people are the most forgiving group of people, and you wanted that sympathy.
We are a large proportion of the cancel culture.
Yeah, it was strategic, and I ain't like that, because you really could have went on The View and sat with all them white people except for Whoopi and talked about y'all's privilege for real, for real. And I was very disappointed in Jada. I did not like when she said, I don't want to be to her what white women are to be. Jada, we don't owe them. This is how I feel. Y'all cannot. We don't owe white people shit. We don't owe them nothing. They actually still owe us reparations.
Cause what?
We don't owe them nothing.
Not the colonizers.
I'm just really tired of us as black people always having to forgive and be the moral. We gotta take the high road in everything. Jada, you did not have to open your platform up to that. But whatever. I really thought about this. I realized that in that particular situation, it really showed me how racism and classism does its job in America. Like, racism and classism divides, obviously, but it also showed you where people are. Like, even though Jada can't relate to the white privilege, she can definitely relate to being rich and having access. And I feel like she may have sympathized because her children are privileged and rich, right, and have all these opportunities. And that's where that classism separates us. And her mama Gam, who obviously is living a great life because of Will and Jada, but I'm sure the first portion of her life was not privileged and all of that. So she was like, no, you know what I'm saying? And that's crazy too. It's like, you know, it was just a perfect example to me of how racism and classism are two big systems that I don't like, but they are systems that are put in place for a purpose, and they do what needs to be done. Because of having that amount of money, you can literally just pay your way into anything. You can put money on things like a Band-Aid, and then with the white privilege sprinkled into it, your mama, her mama and her dad are doing less than a year in prison.
Yes.
That is crazy.
And
to me,
I'm not gonna say anything to the validity of this, but her mother is in a very low maximum prison. Somebody said she's in rehab.
That's what I'm saying. And for her, I'm kind of with you. I just feel like at this point, I feel like she just wanted the black sympathy.
Yeah,
it's something about a brand. It's probably money behind this. It's probably a brand or a way. You know, it's popular to capitalize off black,
yes,
blackness now, yes, or the aesthetic, or
been that
Black Lives Matter and stuff like that. Not taking away from Black Lives Matter the movement, but to like align yourself, it's popular now. And I feel like she trying to do something like that. Girl, you should have just shut up with your privilege, because that her parents not only did it for her, they did it for her sister, and you were a willing participant. You are a fucking criminal. I just don't feel bad for her. People know right from wrong. You went into it with your eyes wide open, and you were fully aware. You get what I'm saying? Angel, I think it's that chick Angel. She said it on the Here's the Thing podcast. She said, even when black people do stuff like that, because black people do stuff like that too, she said, we know what we're doing. We're fully aware. She said, if I was doing that with my son, he gonna know when we get caught why we was doing it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So.
And we not gonna act confused like, no shit, bro.
Right.
And, yeah, it was just, I did not feel like she, I can't say that people don't have the right to speak their piece.
Right.
I don't not believe in that. I just felt like for me, it was difficult to watch because I'm like covering my son's eyes. It was difficult to watch because
it was so cringy.
It was, I could not really find a lot of sympathy. First of all, I cannot empathize with this woman at all.
Right.
And we gonna stop calling her a girl. She's a woman.
Yeah.
She's a grown up. But it was, I couldn't really find much sympathy because it wasn't like she knew what was happening.
Exactly.
You posed for these pictures and,
yes.
And you, like Latanya said, you came on this black platform because you want, you want to have black forgiveness.
Yes.
And we all know as Americans, as much as we try to look past racism, classism, microaggressions, as much as we try to look past all this fucking stuff that is in our face, we know that this country was built on the backs of black people, and still to this day we are not recognized as like people most of the time,
basically.
However, what we do give is compassion, passion, forgiveness, fucking I don't know, we be cheering you. We still are those people for that.
Right.
So you came on this platform to get all this stuff from black people, and we wasn't here for it.
Yeah, I'm with Gam.
I'm with Gam.
Jada don't speak for me.
I thought she was being mean at first when she did her little pre-thing right before she walked in too. She didn't even wait. She didn't even go like, oh, when she left, this time my feelings. Before that young woman walked in, she said, I don't even know what we're doing this.
Exactly. I felt her on
But that. I'm finna be on here and get my check.
Because I signed up for this, right. Jada do not speak for me in this instance. And ultimately, I want us as your everyday, just regular people, especially black people, rich black celebrities shouldn't, you shouldn't allow their opinions, their thoughts, which is magnified because they have bigger platforms, you shouldn't let that be your politic, your thought, or whatever. They don't speak for us. People who have millions can never really truly relate. And Jada showed it. She can't relate to how I feel about a situation like that. She can relate a little bit. She can relate a little bit. She might have cheated for something with Jaden and them. I hope not, but she can relate. She has access. A lot of the times, though, them people don't speak for us. I'm happy Gam was like, no. But no.
Gam was not having it.
But no. I felt Gam like, because honestly, what was the purpose? And why are we opening up our platform? Our platform is not even for this. You know what I'm saying? I really felt her in this instance. The young lady would have done better going on bigger white networks, and if she was really sorry, doing the work to undo,
yes,
the disproportionate way that black crimes done by black people and brown people and crimes done by white people are, they get different results, sentencing, and how skewed that system is. Like, if she was serious.
Exactly. Because actions speak louder than words. If you were doing that, even if it was for publicity, at some point that stuff is going to get way more recognized.
Exactly.
Like pulling a Kim Kardashian. That stuff's going to get way more recognized than you going somewhere and explaining yourself. Exactly. For no reason. And this will be the last thing I'm going to say about it. Latanya's making a really great point. These black celebrities do not speak for us black people. But I do want to say this, and I mean this in all sincerity. Even me being a black woman who is probably like fucking poverty, I mean, it's the middle class to me is a myth and whatever, but even me knowing struggle and relating to people, I don't even speak for all black people.
Exactly.
So stop getting behind these people and be like, they know everything. No, because if Jada Pinkett says something that I don't agree with, she don't speak for me. Exactly. And even if she says something I do agree with, I disagree with her. She don't speak for me though. So
exactly.
we could do better with having your own opinion. And you don't have to have a platform to have your own opinion. You could have a conversation with your white neighbor who be doing microaggressions to you.
Exactly.
And that's way more impactful than us sitting right here, you know, Olivia Jade. No, so
right.
I didn't even throw that out. Don't let people speak for you, period. But us as black people, y'all, first of all, we gotta stop inviting everybody to the barbecue, because now we're gonna get mad when they all gotta go home. Secondly, when they go home to their gated community,
okay,
out the hood,
okay.
But secondly, you don't always have to back every celebrity, yes. Or even just black people, maybe leaders or like
right. Political
influencers.
Yeah,
we don't always just have to go gung ho 100% behind them, because they don't always speak for me.
Right.
And that's just period.
Just off the strength of them being black or a woman, yes. And stuff like we got to. You right.
But yeah, you can have your opinions and side with them and all this stuff. But I speak for Genesis. Latanya speak for Latanya. If okay. we agree on something, we still speaking from each other. And if we disagree on something, that doesn't mean she's dead to me. That doesn't
right.
mean we don't agree about something.
Right.
And Latanya don't speak for me the same way I don't speak with her. And that's all I want to say
right.
about that. Be your own person.
Be a free thinker.
Have your own voice.
But not like Kanye West. But be a free thinker.
I'm not gonna play with him.
But I do like the idea of being a free thinker.
Yes.
I just don't know what he be doing and what he be on.
But yeah, Kanye West is, I mean, if we're gonna use an example. And look, Kanye West does not speak for me.
Yeah.
He speaks for himself.
Speaking of Kim Kardashian, though, and this might be an unpopular opinion of mine, I'm not mad at the work she's doing.
No.
I will. Now, I have a laundry list of stuff about her that I don't like. But this is one thing that I really am, like, I can really say, like, I commend what she's doing.
Right.
I commend what she's doing. That's all I'm saying.
You just have to do
I'm
work.
Not gonna give her too much, but she is literally using her platform to do something good. And you can't never you can't be so against somebody to where you don't recognize
right.
like the good things that they're doing. Keep it up, Kim.
Just do the work.
Keep out of jail. Yeah.
That's the only thing we're saying. If you're gonna do it, do the work.
Exactly.
She is not anywhere over explaining anything about her past, because she don't. She
right.
be like, yup, and she's not doing all this other stuff. She's just doing the work.
I don't think, her criminal justice stuff, I really don't think, at first I was skeptical. I don't think that she's doing it for show anymore. At first I was like, I don't know. I don't trust the Kardashians. And like I said, I still got a laundry list of dislikes for Kim Kardashian, but that's another podcast for another day. I honestly think this is genuine, because some of the things she puts out, you can tell she did her research.
Right.
And I always love a person that do your research before you start talking about stuff. So I appreciate that. Kudos to you, Kim Kardashian.
Kudos.
All right. You got anything else? You ready for Christmas?
Girl, what? No, y'all, listen, look at me real quick. Don't go broke this holiday season trying to get your mama, who be calling you fat every time you see her, a nice fucking gift. No, she can keep her broke ass TV. Your brothers don't have to have nothing because they stingy. And you don't have to get your little brothers and sisters something because, I mean, whatever. It is, look, do not go broke this holiday season, Holloway. Trying to impress other people, especially
exactly.
those broke ass kids.
Exactly.
That's all I gotta say. I'm not doing it.
Right. So this is the icebreaker. Before we go, this is the icebreaker. What is the best Christmas present you have gotten and the worst Christmas present you have gotten?
Oh my God, I probably haven't had a Christmas present in a long time. It's y'all, when you get older, you know, they tell you, be grown, they say. Have an apartment, have kids, you be in relationships, they say, all this cool grown stuff.
Right.
You know what grown is? It's a lot of fucking bills and nobody wants to help you pay them. And that's the only thing it is.
Right.
Christmas. But I don't, maybe, I don't know. I'm not super materialist. I can't
right.
think of, I would have to really think.
Mine's is shady.
Okay, I'm gonna let you go first.
Okay.
I think.
The best gift that I ever got was a Talk Girl when
Ooh.
I was like don't know, 8 or 9. When I ripped out, that was what, like when Home Alone 2 came out and he had the talk boy in the thing. You couldn't tell me nothing with my little pink talk girl, and it was like a tape. You know, remember when you could record on the tape? Mm-hmm. So it was one side of the tape where you can record for like an hour, and then the other side of the tape was the whole movie. And I used to just be on there recording stuff. I ain't have no business recording, cursing on there. Like, I love my talk girl, and it prepared me to be a podcaster because I used to really be on there like talking. So that was for real, because that really bring back memories. Like, I love my little talk girl. You couldn't tell me nothing. And I tried to find one. They trying to sell them things for like $600 now. I was like, well, that's a memory that I just have to let die. The worst gift, this is shady, but the worst gift I ever got was a ring. And the ring was presented to me as a Christmas present / wear this on your ring finger. Even though it was said that it wasn't an engagement ring, but I want you to wear this ring on your ring finger, though.
Oh, I remember this.
And it was a nice ring, y'all. It was so beautiful. And just the person that it came from and all of the drama and the things that came behind it made it so bad. The ring was so nice and beautiful. Like, I would love to have that ring as a wedding ring. But it was just the circumstances surrounding the ring and the way it was presented to me. I was definitely like ambushed and being gaslit. And I ain't like that. So that was the worst gift
ever. I told Latanya she should give it back.
Yeah.
In my little young head.
Yeah, I did too. I was like,
Cause we don't keep rings over here, cuz stop trying to marry us.
It was so pretty though.
I think I mustered up some stuff. So, y'all, if I'm being honest, I would have to sit down seriously and go through memory lane and try to remember a whole bunch of stuff. But I would say some of the worst gifts I have gotten, this is more of just like a general thing. So if you get me a birthday gift on Christmas and give it to me on Christmas as a birthday gift,
oh, because your birthday like 10 wrong. Days before Christmas, yeah, that's not cool.
Granny, I love you. Always do that. And it never fails.
I am dead.
I will accept those gifts. Not really appreciate it though, because right. Christmas was not my birthday. But I have gotten a lot of, my birthday is on December 15th. It's exactly 10 days before Christmas. So I get a lot of birthday gifts on Christmas. So I do not appreciate those. Those are not welcomed here. I would rather you just not get me a Christmas birthday gift at all and right. give me Christmas gifts, or vice versa. Or you don't right. have to. I'm not. I am. Trust me.
I wouldn't like that either.
But it's a little extra sting when. And let's say everybody got 15 gifts and you got 13 gifts and 2 Christmas presents. All right, calm right. down. These are this all the same thing, but okay.
That's fun.
Yes, some of the worst ones are if you get me a birthday gift on Christmas, I will take it. And I will say thank you. They're not welcome here. And maybe the best Christmas gift that I've ever gotten was, oh, when I was little, I used to really enjoy tea sets. Because I'm a weird little...
Yes, the tea set.
So, once again, I'm going to have to bring it back to Granny, even though she be giving me my birthday gifts on Christmas. She would get me some of the nicest tea sets every year, and I would love them. And she didn't get me, y'all, and I'm just going, once again, Granny, she didn't give me no cheap plastic. I had China, bitch. I used to love them, and the best one I had ever gotten, because as I got older, the stuff had to get bigger and more usable, was one. It was multicolored, and it was super nice, and the cups were like this big, just big enough to have a sip of tea in.
Right.
And I would always do tea parties after that all the time.
I know, that's right.
Best Christmas gift was all the tea sets that I got, specifically the
multicolored. Them tea sets used to be lit. I saw a meme that said if you had a tea set, and it was one of the popular tea sets, like the one I had, the pink flowers in the middle. It said if you had a tea set... Yeah, if you had this tea set, you turned out to be a bad bitch.
And that's okay. Got older, okay?
When I tell you, I used to have tea parties, and you ever get in trouble for putting water in and stuff, though?
No, you know what? I will say, Barbara used to be into it. We had tea. I didn't do water.
What?
Bitch, we had tea. We had creamer in the little, in the creamer that was this big, in the sugar.
That's something mama was doing.
Having full blown. I had to give her two cups. Like, we was.
That is so funny.
Yes, I used to really do tea, y'all. I did not do the fake water stuff. We used to be in there playing. For real. And it also, obviously, when you're a kid, everything gets broke. So all my seasons would break eventually. That's why I used to get some so often. But yes.
You have really brought back childhood memories. We used to have fun. Our toys used to be lit. Okay.
What? And I never get an Easy Bake Oven. I will throw that out there.
I did get an Easy Bake Oven.
I did not. I wanted it for a short amount of time, and Jario got one. And
Did you play with hers?
Yeah, but then when she got it, by the time she got it, I kind of still wanted it, but I was mad that she had it. And we played with it, and it wasn't fun. Mm-hmm. It took like 8 hours to make a cookie. And it, I was like,
all right,
it's yours. I'm finna go play with my Dance Dance Revolution thing.
I know, that's right. I'm
finna go step on this.
Oh, Christmas is really fun for kids. Now that you're bringing up toys, I guess LJ is going to have a great Christmas. But all right, girl, that's all we have for today.
Alrighty,
anything else before we get out of here?
So I just want to say, when this one comes out, our mini podcast come out. Y'all, just let us know how you felt about it in here. I want y'all to tell us how you felt about it on the podcast. But this is something that me and Latanya just kind of, you know, was brainstorming on a whim while we was talking to you on the phone. And this is something that is like, I'm so excited to do it. I care if people like it or not, but I really don't, because it was so fun to do. It's such a fun thing to do.
Right.
But
you know what else too, Genesis? I would love for those who watch us who wants to be on the midweek podcast. If you want to be on the midweek podcast, write us, hit us up in the DM, and we can probably get you linked in.
Yes.
So you can actually be on with us.
Absolutely, y'all.
That would be so much fun.
If y'all want to interact with us, the mini podcast, the midweek mini podcasts that we do are the way to do it, because, you know, we talk about it in the podcast a little bit. You know, y'all, COVID and just distance, but technology has a way of bringing everybody together. So if you want to be in a podcast, hit us up and we zoom you in.
Yeah. All right. So y'all already know, if y'all want to just support, get the content notifications, like our Facebook page, follow us on Instagram. We are misunderstood_podcast, misunderstood on Facebook, and we are streaming on all of the platforms. Everything you can stream on, we on the iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and we're thinking about getting on TikTok and Twitter.
If y'all know,
so me and Genesis gonna really start playing around with the other two popular social media platforms. If you as you're getting to know us, though, Genesis really don't even be on social media like that. She has put herself back on there for podcast purposes.
I have.
And then I do feel like I'm older, so it's just Facebook, Instagram, everything else. I just be like,
I don't know how to do it.
But we are going to really try to figure out TikTok and Twitter for the podcast.
We sound old. If y'all know, but, and I'm being serious, because if y'all have any user-friendly guides, manual,
please help us out.
Twitter is confusing to me. And TikTok, I have a TikTok.
Me too.
My TikToks are bad.
I don't even know if I know my login information for it. But no. We gonna
try our best, though.
I'm going to make it misunderstood TikTok.
We're
going to
be doing what they be doing.
We should do some... We should do some vlogs trying to learn some of these TikTok dances.
That'd Period. All right, but if y'all enjoyed this video, y'all already know what to do. You know, like, share, comment, subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Yes.
If y'all just want to get in contact with us personally, send us some DMs. We got a really weird DM. Don't do that. And if you watching it and you did that, don't do that. But if you are serious and you want to say some stuff, say some stuff. Don't be fucking weird.
Right.
But other than that, y'all, thank y'all so much for watching this week's Misunderstood podcast. And we're gonna see you again next week on Monday. Bye.
Bye.